This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big old press conference down at the warehouse yesterday. We're here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Jacob, how you feeling this morning?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I just want to start and say about a month ago, I was supposed to come on, and I totally goofed and didn't answer the call. So I just want to apologize for all of the bad takes stuff from a month ago that you guys couldn't hear from me. So thanks for having me back on.
Well, I forgot all about that. Now you've agitated me by reminding me that you blew us off at that time. All right, Jacob. Craig Albert, as he gets introduced yesterday, New England Boston accent aside, he said a lot of cool things, which you would expect. I mean, Adam Gase kind of failed the opening press conference. Remember, he got the Jets job way back when. But I would guess, Jacob, based on first impressions, he gets a thumbs up, which is all very touching. But why was he the guy in the end? And, you know, did the Oriole job just become too much for him to pass up? Because he did decline opportunities with the White Sox and the Marlins the previous season.
Yeah, as you noted with Adam Gase, generally speaking, when it comes to introductory press conferences, you can't really lose them. You can only lose them. Like, it's almost always a win because people are happy that somebody got hired and there's an exciting new future, and it can only go poorly. And that's obviously not how yesterday went. I think Craig Albert has, and especially his family really kind of came out on top, and a lot of cute moments with him and his daughter. And I think it says something about him and his family that he made that a big part of his introductory press conference, and that they didn't try to corral the toddler as much as maybe other people would have.
I would have.
Yeah, when his daughter eats off somebody's plate at a restaurant like mine did when she was four, I had to pay for somebody's dinner tab, you know what I'm saying? But we're not here to talk about that, but getting back to the point.
I think one of the more interesting things that was hinted a couple times, once by Albernaz and another time by Rubenstein, which is that, you know, this isn't something that Albernaz was desperate to be a manager, that he would have taken any opportunity. We, of course, know the reporting that he declined or removed himself from multiple opportunities last offseason, and he presumably had other interviews with the Nationals and others this offseason. And so he chose the Orioles just as much as they chose him, which is noteworthy considering this is somebody that, despite having, you know, no major league managerial experience, he does bring with him some confidence and some cachet and some clout, which I think fans kind of want in the dugout. And when it comes from the front office's point of view, I really think they believe that this is a home run hire. When you look at the tier of hires of people that hadn't been managers yet, he was probably at the top of that list. And it does seem like this was somebody that was sought after by other teams. And so it's noteworthy that the Orioles were able to convince him to come to Baltimore.
Jacob, how much in play was it with Albie, and I guess we'll call him Albie now, the new Orioles manager, that he came up through the Rays system, who's one with limited payroll? Giants are usually a respected organization, and obviously coming from Cleveland, where they've made the playoffs 2 years in a row with a young manager themselves, is Stephen Vogt. How much did that factor in that, hey, you know, Orioles could be more spenders, which we'll get to in a second, than others have, but coming up through those ranks, did that resonate with Elias and ultimately David Rubenstein here?
I think the spending part of it, maybe not as much. I think it helps to know that this is somebody that knows what it takes to be successful in smaller market teams that have had success with smaller payrolls. But I think the more important part, and you know, again, I think there are some fans that would maybe prefer somebody in the dugout who will push back more on the front office. Okay, opinions on that, you know, may vary, but it was, I think most people would agree, especially people who cover the team, that really was not going to happen here. Mike Elias and his front office were always going to choose somebody who can speak the language of the front office and understands the language of the front office and can execute its goals. Now, that doesn't mean that Craig Albernaz isn't going to have autonomy to make lineups and bullpen decisions, and that he's not a baseball guy through and through as a former minor league player. But I think it was important for there to be very close synergy between the dugout and the front office, frankly, similar to maybe how it was with Brandon Hyde. But this is somebody that they believe can move the organization forward in terms of his experience with the Rays and with the Guardians, and as somebody that has, you know, had some positive marks or a reputation managing a clubhouse.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. All right, we mentioned spending and moving upward financially. The Orioles, David Rubenstein, you were there, said that, you know, we've got the wares to get crazy if we want to, but not too crazy, paraphrasing in regards to salaries. How much do you see an increase in payroll, and how aggressive will Mike Elias be in the offseason trying to bring in from outside the organization? And I don't know if anybody talked at all about re-signing their own at this point in time, namely the Gunners and Adleys of the world.
Yeah, I actually had somebody, when I tweeted out the Rubenstein quote where he said we have no financial constraints, which is something he said multiple times now, I find it interesting that he keeps repeating that line. I understand what he means. He's basically saying, I'm a very wealthy person, and I can do whatever I want. But I'm curious, and this might be an offseason where we get the answer to that, which is, does Rubenstein want Mike Elias to be more aggressive, or is Rubenstein's commitment to Elias because he believes Mike is somebody that can win, you know, somebody that's proven that he can win here with smaller or, you know, middle-of-the-pack payrolls. Last season, I believe payroll was actually the largest in Orioles history in pure dollar amount, not accounting for inflation, of course. And it ranked 15th in Major League Baseball. Now, $70 million of that has come off the books because of the guys they traded away at the deadline and people that have since are no longer with the team. And so are they going to get back to where they were last season at $160 million? I think most fans would hope that they would go past that. And more important, instead of sort of dinking and dunking or, piecemealing a pitching staff with a bunch of one-year deals, I think a lot of fans would prefer to see at least a couple of splashes, multi-year deals. Whether that's going to happen or not, whether the front office and Rubenstein find those to be, smart investments, I guess we'll see. But I think it would not shock me if payroll is actually a little bit smaller than what it was last season, because you know, they'd have to spend just as much as they did last offseason, which was a pretty hefty amount to even get back to the numbers that they were at. Now, if they do go out and give out $30 million to a player, that will obviously get them to a much higher payroll.
Now, Jacob, the thing that I liked hearing from Albie yesterday was where he said analytics was just a piece of the puzzle. And to me, you know, because he had other opportunities and they really wanted him badly, then he had more leverage than probably a lot of other people they wanted. So he could get some things that he wanted.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, like we've already seen reports of coaching changes. That's certainly a part of this. Again, I don't want to like spin some sort of narrative that the Orioles front office wasn't willing to hire a manager that had his own vision or that would have the strength to make his own decisions or coaching staff. But that is always a factor when it comes to these things. There was a comment that Craig Albernaz made yesterday where he made a joke that Mike would have preferred him to make this decision faster, which hinted that Albernaz was not sold and it took him longer to end up deciding.
Negotiations.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And so listen, that's a factor here. Again, for example, not to say anything bad about Chris Suzuki, but that is a first time manager that the Angels hired. They hired him to a 1-year deal. Okay. That is very strange and rare. And so what amount of clout or decision-making power is he actually going to have? That is not the situation here. It certainly could have been where the Orioles decided to hire an inexperienced manager that they can, for lack of a better term, just sort of tell him what to do and say, hey, this is what our analytics guys cooked up and you're going to do this. Whereas that does not seem to be the situation here from everything that we kind of heard yesterday.
Jacob Kalbenmeier, Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always appreciate the time. Thanks for answering the phone this time, by the way. And we'll catch up with you because we got a lot going on, obviously, in the offseason as Andrew Kittredge is back, which is a good move. But what's going to happen with Ryan Mountcastle and others? So, Jacob, we'll catch up with you in due time for sure.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jacob Kalbenmeier. No, I forgot all about him blowing us off. Shouldn't have brought it up in the first place.
I did, too.
Well, it goes to show you felt bad about it, because I totally spaced. When we come back, we're not going to forget Nolan, because we're going to talk to him. Then we got news from the Nats coming up, top of the hour, buy or sell, 12:15. And then we'll talk Maryland Hoops at football with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. Maryland Hoops, they beat Coppin on Monday. They got Georgetown coming up Friday, gaming in here on the Fan. And they got themselves a 4-star recruit last week, too. Kind of came out of nowhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.